This is TWiT.
This was actually, what was disturbing about this was that it was arguably by design. So the news came out that 86% of Android devices were vulnerable to crypto key theft. And because that sounds like a bad thing, it made a lot of headlines. Now, it turns out that was never the case. It was 10.3%, because it turns out it's only Android version 4.3 devices. So all of the 4.4 KitKat devices that are currently in use are okay. And apparently this was introduced in 4.3 so that earlier devices are also okay. So it's only this little window of 4.3. So this was discovered by IBM security researchers, and their research report is titled Android Key Store Stack Buffer Flow, or sorry, Stack Buffer Overflow, then colon, to keep things simple, buffers are always larger than needed. It's necessary for me to say I am not kidding, because people aren't going to believe what the comment block that was in the source code. So this is protecting the Android Key Store, which contains all of the keys that applications place in the store for safekeeping. The comment reads, Key Store is a secured storage for key value pairs. In this implementation, each file stores one key value pair. Keys are encoded in file names and values are encrypted with checksums. The encryption key is protected by a user-defined password. And here it is. To keep things simple, buffers are always larger than the maximum space we need, so boundary checks on buffers are omitted.
I can't tell you how horrible that... That's a surprise. Congratulations. We just found a way to fix all buffer overflows. We just make the buffers bigger than we normally do, and it's done, right? It's
bigger than you need, and then you just don't need to check.
Because there's no way that an attacker is just going to continue to flood the buffer until finally it tips over.
Who would think of that? Yeah. So in IBM's disclosure, first of all, they did this very responsibly. This was disclosed to the Android developers on September 9th of 2013, nearly 10 months ago. So they waited this long for the vulnerable version, for 4.3, to sort of drain out of the market, because they recognize this is not good. Now, it takes a lot to exploit this. But it's definitely exploitable by code you load into the device. So you have to load some malicious software onto your Android device, Android 4.3, and only version 4.3. But in IBM's disclosure, they said successfully exploiting this vulnerability leads to a malicious code execution under the key store process. Such code can leak the device's lock credentials. Since the master key is derived from the lock credentials, whenever the device is unlocked, then you have access into the key store. Can leak the decrypted master keys, data, and hardware-backed key identifiers from memory. Can leak encrypted master keys, data, and hardware-backed key identifiers from the disk for later offline attacks. And can interact with the hardware-backed storage and performed crypto operations, for example, arbitrary data signing on behalf of the user. So, just to reiterate, this is not a problem today, not since 4.4. And the Google guys were, you know, the Android team was notified 10 months ago. IBM just waited until now to disclose what they found. And you know, the real takeaway here is, oh, my goodness. You know, the idea that someone, I'm just stunned that some coder who is coding arguably one of the most sensitive areas of crypto in Android could say to keep things simple, right? So they don't want to bother checking buffer boundaries. To keep things simple, buffers are always larger than the maximum space we need, so boundary checks on buffers are omitted. Unbelievable.
To pick a place in your code base not to check the buffer overflow possibilities, to do it in the encryption module, it kind of boggles the mind. They must have had an intern working on this thing. I don't understand how you do that. And in fact, I don't understand how it gets through your team. If someone must have been checking this work, and if anyone I know saw that comment, it should have raised a dozen red flags immediately.
Right. I mean, the comment is so obvious. You might argue that you'd have to really study the code to like be sure that the person wasn't checking buffer boundaries somewhere. But here the comment says, I'm not checking buffer boundaries.
The comment should just say, insert hack here. And that's basically what you've done. Anyone searching through this code base, the very first thing I would do is I would do a search for buffer. I would look, is there any place here that's dealing with buffer? Because that's where I'm going to inject my exploit. This comment is telling you, oh yeah, if you just make it big enough, it will work. Yeah, this is the only place you should focus on.
Yeah, and it's funny too, because after that comment, after citing that comment in IBM security report, they said, though things are simple, buffers are not always larger than the maximum space they need. So, yeah, there's a lesson for you. Wow.
Oh, Steve, makes me not want to program anymore.